Officials say a truck bomb exploded during rush hour today on a busy commercial street in northern Baghdad. At least 12 people are reported dead. Dozens are wounded. Here's Kim Gamble.
The attack occurred just hours before the Iraqi parliament planned to convene a special session aimed at diffusing tension over Kurdish demands to incorporate a northern city in an oil-rich area into their autonomous region.
And there's a major heat wave of the southern plains. Heat advisories are posted from Nebraska to Texas and as far east as Tennessee. Temperatures are expected to be in the triple digits in many areas. In Dallas County, Texas, officials report 3 heat-related deaths. Mike Eckert is with the National Weather Service.
The actual temperatures are going to be in the low 100s. You combine that with the high relative humidities, and we're going to see effective temperatures between 105 and 110.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
Thousands of people across the country are now living at the office, and it's partly my fault. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Yes, I'm guilty. I have lots of people living at the office. Well, they're not really living at the office. They office where they live, and there's a big difference. They get to spend more time with their families. They're not fighting traffic or spending lots of money on gas. They don't put up with a cranky boss or depressed coworkers. And many of them are making more money than ever before with their own home business. For information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-480-2102. With the 3-Step Plan, you don't have to sell door-to-door or talk your friends or relatives into anything. You don't stock, store, or deliver products. And we'll teach you everything you need to know to get your business off and running. To find out how you can office where you live, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-480-2102.
The Olympic security chief says protesters who want to speak out against the Beijing Games are required to apply 5 days in advance and not harm national interests. China says it will allow officially approved demonstrations at 3 parks in the capital. Meanwhile, International Olympic Committee President Jacques Roguet says media will have the fullest access possible to report on the Games.
I'm adamant in saying there has been no deal whatsoever to accept restrictions.
Al-Qaeda is confirming the death of a senior commander known as a top explosives and poisons expert. A statement on their terror group's website says Abu Haba Masri and 3 other commanders have been killed. They are believed to have died in a U.S. airstrike in Pakistan last week. An actress, Christina Applegate, reportedly is undergoing treatment for breast cancer. For more news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
Did you know the average household owes over $25,000 in credit card debt? And 65% of those households can only afford the minimum monthly payment. Are you in a debt trap you can't get out of?
I can't keep this up. I need relief.
Debt Relief USA has helped thousands of people just like you. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt, call the debt specialist at Debt Relief USA, 800-425-5601.
Debt Relief USA saved me half of what I owe on my credit card.
800-425-5601. That's 800-425-5601 for Debt Relief USA.
The military says 2 U.S. soldiers are facing premeditated murder charges for the shooting of an Iraqi detainee north of Baghdad. Here's Kim Gamble.
Staff Sergeant Hal M. Warner and First Lieutenant Michael C. Behenna were accused of shooting a detainee at or near their forward operating base and then lying about it. Both face charges of premeditated murder, assault, making a false official statement, and obstruction of justice.
Israel is sending Palestinians back to Gaza after they fled fighting there. And Israeli Welfare and Social Affairs Minister Isaac Herzog says that Israel made a humanitarian gesture by allowing the 180 Fatah supporters to flee into Israel.
Hamas terrorists are fighting Fatah combatants throughout in the last few days. And clearly we have taken a humanitarian gesture in this respect.
And plans are in place for the presidential debates, and they don't include any joint town hall meetings. The presidential candidates will face off 3 times before the November election. Here's Sandy Kozel.
Barack Obama is agreeing to 3 standard debates proposed by the Commission on Presidential Debates. He's apparently backing away from rival John McCain's suggestion of a series of joint appearances before the conventions.
In May, when a McCain advisor proposed a series of pre-convention appearances at town hall meetings, Obama said, "I think that's a great idea." I'm Jody Jordan, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Hello, listeners across the country and the planet. It is already the third day of August 2008. Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday edition. We're here every Sunday, 5 to 7 Eastern, 4 to 6 Central. And we have two guests joining us today. Later in the hour, one of the chief investigators that exposed to the world the fact that the Vince Foster suicide back in the early days of the Clinton administration was a hit, a murder. And that's Mike Rivero, investigative journalist. He'll be joining us coming up in about 30 minutes. Then we have a listener who ended up getting PrisonPlanet.com in the news, but not quite in the way we'd like. It was on CNN, Fox. It was in more than 20 newspapers. A whole bunch of New England TV stations covered it as well. He went on board an airplane at Boston Logan Airport, flying back to college, where he goes to college in Southern California, and he reportedly admits to sticking one of our bumper stickers that we put in all the videotape, all the film orders and book orders that go out from Infowars.com. Sticking it in the bathroom. Now, we understand he wanted to get the word out, but we do not encourage vandalism, even if it is borderline vandalism. It probably didn't damage anything. Still, it can create fear, and the police hyped it up and stopped the airplane and freaked out and put bomb dogs on board. And he was arrested. This was last Thursday, and he was indicted and then charged Friday. Very quick about it. Well, guess what? He's out on bail, and we have this arch thought criminal joining us coming up in an hour and a half against the advice of his lawyers. But might as well come on this show. He's going on all the other shows talking about it. They're also spinning what he had to say. They're saying, the airport police said that he did it as a joke. No, he was saying they're arresting him and canceling the flight for 3+ hours. That was a overreaction. But that's the whole point. That's why the criminals in government staged the 9/11 attacks, was so they could create a culture of fear and take some of the bravest people in the world and turn us into a nation of ninnying cowards, where now they've shot I-35 down here in Austin before because of a small box on the side of the road that blew out of a car. Now, the media ignores Los Zetas, paramilitary Mexican troops, car bombing in Dallas, machine gunning on the border, rocket attacks on newspapers, more than 600 murders in 1 year. That's all covered up and kept quiet. I mean, a real war, a real drug war. 54 Americans kidnapped in 1 day by drug gangs and taken across the border, and then a huge firefight where some are killed. That hardly made South Texas papers. But you got a cardboard box on the side of the street. They shut I-35 down. Everyone panics, and men in black uniforms arrive in black ski masks to be the saviors of everyone. So I'm already digressing. We'll be talking to him coming up in about an hour and 25 minutes from now. Okay, I want to go ahead and get into the top story today. Very, very important information. I want everyone to take notes and pay attention to what I'm covering here. All the proof of what I'm saying is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Thursday, during the radio show, I was sent a YouTube clip of Seymour Hersh, the most respected living journalist today, Pulitzer Prize winner, the greatest living investigative journalist, and every report he's put out over the decades since he broke Operation Phoenix and torture camps and the My Lai massacre in Vietnam, everything he's ever reported, and I've gone over his major reportage, has been very accurate. He has inside sources in the Pentagon, in every major White House, in the FBI. And Cy Hersh, a few months ago, reported that the White House was looking for a pretext to start a war with Iran. Now, we already had White House memos, the famous White House memo, that's gotten so much attention with Tony Blair and George Bush, where Bush talks about flying our planes low, painted up like UN aircraft, to hopefully some of Saddam's troops would shoot at them. Now, that's criminal, but that's one thing, and we know they did then carry that out. This is even worse. This is even worse, and we then put a report out on it Thursday night and Friday and put the call out for the mainstream media to cover it. They did. One outfit did cover it, and that was Keith Olbermann. Here's just a few second snip of it. We have a link to it if you want it up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. But here is a small piece of Keith Olbermann talking about it Friday.
He told the Campus Progress Journalism Conference that in a meeting in the vice president's office, members of the administration sat around brainstorming ideas to provoke a war with Iran. Quote, "The one that interested me the most was, why don't we in our shipyard, build four or five boats that look like Iranian PT boats, put Navy SEALs on them with a lot of arms, and the next time one of our boats goes to the Straits of Hormuz, start a shoot-up. Might cost some lives, and it was rejected because you can't have Americans killing Americans." That's the level of stuff we're talking about. Provocation, but that was rejected. Can you see this happening in Cheney's office? Sure you can. Can you see Cheney getting all happy and worked up and almost smiling? Sure you can. Can you see when they get to the part about Americans being killed and you can't do that, and he just stares at them all and says, "So..." Vice President Dick Cheney, today's worst person in the world.
Now, of course, there are more than 200 declassified examples of where criminal elements of our government, the CIA, the Army, the Marines, that's the main culprits, they're very proud of it. They teach it in war college and how to do it, and it's in Army manuals, and we post them, declassified Army manuals, how to stage terror attacks, how to blow up churches, how to blame it on your enemies. No, it's official policy of the criminal government we have. And they just got a little bigger and a little badder on 9/11. You know, OKC only killed 160-something. That wasn't enough under the Clintons. So 3,000, that'll sure get the American people hopping mad for these $3 trillion wars we've had. The two wars have cost more than $3 trillion now. And, of course, hundreds of billions in no-bid weapons contracts every year to their cronies. But this is the point. Cy Hersh published a story but didn't give details in The New Yorker a couple months ago. Then 2 weeks ago, at a journalism conference with hundreds in attendance, he goes and speaks, and somebody in the audience shoots video of this. And Cy Hersh, we have the tape. It's up on Infowars.com. I played it twice last week. We're not going to play it today because of time constraints. Maybe later we will if we have time. It's about 5 minutes long, where he goes, "Well, you know, there were 11 other attacks they wanted to stage, but the military didn't like the idea and said, we better not do that." And so Dick Cheney was basically overruled by the president. Okay, but why is this not newsworthy that Dick Cheney, the vice president, is saying, let's paint up some boats, let's manufacture some boats and paint them to look like Iranian boats, and then have them go out, and if you actually read the transcript and watch the video, he says have them have a shootout. So that means both sides shooting at each other. Now, that's Operation Northwoods. That's the declassified government plan to hijack jets by remote control and crash them, bomb D.C., bomb Miami, attack U.S. military bases, blame it on foreign enemies, blow our ships up, blame it on enemies. So I'm going to come back and finish up with this. The point here is, you the listeners are the reason this ended up being on MSNBC. As I said, Thursday and Friday, get it out to everybody, make sure the mainstream media is forced to cover it, and one station did, MSNBC, but we need an investigation. Who? What are the other 11 targets that Cheney wanted to hit? This is criminal. This is outrageous, and it's just being glossed over. We're not going to gloss over it. Stay with us.
Ted Anders for Midas, August 1st, 2008. Gold, 904, 30 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $930, $55, $458, $35 for half, $229, $18 for quarter. That's $930, $55, $458, $35, and $229, $18. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Options of dollar sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the...
There are several huge facets...
Oh, where have you been?
...to this story that you, my great listeners, the visitors of InfoWars.com, took the challenge I put out Thursday and Friday. You took that YouTube video of Cy Hirsch admitting what he didn't put in the article from his sources inside the White House. He admitted they were planning some provocation, but he only gave us in that news conference one of the points. What about the other 11? See, that's the big issue here. So Dick Cheney is pitching and discussing making dummy or false flag boats. This is the original definition. The British and the French during their innumerable wars would dress their ships up if they were English like the French, or if they were French like the English, or if they were Spanish like the French, depending who was fighting with each other. They would dress it up like the enemy's ship, fly its flag, go commit massacres, pull up beside merchant ships of neutral countries. There were some famous cases of this. And just open fire and sink the ship, but make sure that a few people were able to get in escape boats, lifeboats, and get away. Like, you can read some of the naval annals of the French and the British. I can't put them down. It's one of the things in my off time. I'm into the last 300 years of naval warfare. Very interesting stuff. And they would even give them the orders. In fact, the French were some of the first with this type of espionage, or black propaganda, as they called it, or false flag, as the British called it. They would even pick a ship, a small merchant ship, that was near land in good weather, so they could pull up, flying the flag of their enemy, blow the ship to kingdom come in neutral waters, and then the survivors would get home, say in the case of the Dutch, and say, "My gosh, the evil French pulled up, and they opened fire on us," and then they'd say, "That's it, we're going to war with France on the side of England." Or if it was one of the other cases, "We're going to war with England on the side of France." That's false flag. That's self-inflicted wound. That's inside job. That's government-sponsored terrorism. In fact, there were even some things like this that were done during World War II by the U.S. Of course, Hitler became dictator through firebombing his own Reichstag, the capital, and then to start war with Poland. We're taught in our mainline history books that Hitler just attacked Poland one day in 39. No, they attacked their own military base, a radio relay station, dressed up concentration camp victims in the uniforms of Polish soldiers, shot film of it for the newsreels, and said, "That's it, we're attacking Poland." This is done over and over and over. Putin's been caught doing it, blowing up stuff and blaming it on the Chechens. That's even come out in Russia. It's over and over and over. This is their favorite trick, and as long as we continue to buy it, they will continue to do it. And yes, criminal elements of our government killed 3,000 of us on 9/11, and we even have their own documents where they planned it. They even wrote public ones saying we need a huge terror attack. Boy, it'll be great. I mean, that's how arrogant they are. Gary Hart, earlier this year, put out a public letter in a newspaper to Iran saying our government will stage terror attacks. Senator Gary Hart, he's part of the CFR, Homeland Security Board, that came up with a plan for it beforehand. He said, "You better do what we say. Don't think because 80% of Americans in polls don't want to attack you, we won't." Go read it. Just type Gary Hart letter to Ahmadinejad or letter to Iran. And then we went and interviewed him. It's in Truth Rising. We Are Change went and interviewed him and said, "Did you really say this, that our government stages attacks?" And he said, "Yes, our government wants to stage attacks in the Gulf." Why was he saying this 5.5, almost 6 months ago? Because that's the very time these meetings were going on in government. And Cy Hirsch, the most respected reporter in this country, he is out. His activity is outrageous. He said they decided not to publish the 12 plans that were proposed by Dick Cheney and the neocons in a White House powwow. to create fake Iranian patrol boats, put our Navy SEALs in them, and then have them pull up alongside a destroyer and open fire and have them have a shootout. And they said, well, people will probably get killed. And this happened the week after they had the botched Philippine Monkey, as he's known. That's the nickname of the pirate radio ham operator in the Strait of Hormuz, who is always trying to get the U.S. And Iran to shoot at each other. And the media says, oh, it's just some radio pirate. Isn't he funny? No, it's the government, folks. And Cy Hirsch needs to release the other 11 ways they plan to start a war, because I guarantee you they're getting ready to do it. Now, stories like this coming out in the media may stop them, but let me explain something. The New Yorker reported 2 months ago that they did have a meeting and are looking for ways and decided on some to stage a provocation. Keith Olbermann just reported on that Friday. But they are not telling us what the other 11 targets are. This is absolutely incredible. The story you need to look at is Cheney neocons considered killing Americans in pretext to attack Iran. In the video here, taped at the Campus Progress Journalism Conference earlier this month, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hersh reveals how the neocons convened around Dick Cheney and brainstormed ways to kick off World War IV. Everybody's confused by that. The neocons call World War III the Cold War, okay? We're just being technical here. We may change that to World War III because the public just doesn't know that. As they finally call their pet project to take out Muslims and foment a contrived, quote, class of civilizations. According to Hirsch, the meeting occurred after the neocons failed miserably to stage a rehashed version of the Gulf of Tonkin incident in the Strait of Hormuz, mostly because it is no longer 1964 and such big lies, thanks to the internet and bloggers, are far more difficult to float. For all I know, our Navy was shooting at whales out there, quipped LBJ, about the imaginary act of North Vietnamese patrol boats attacking U.S. ships, leading to the Gulf of Tonkin resolution and undeclared war in Southeast Asia, ultimately resulting in the death of nearly 60,000 Americans and around 3 million Southeast Asians. And it was declassified now 3 years ago that it was staged, completely staged, as the USS Liberty was staged. That was declassified 3 months ago. Chicago Tribune. In an exclusive Think Progress story, we learned the meeting took place in Cheney's office, and the subject on the table was how to create a casus belli between Tehran and Washington, part of an ongoing effort to provide an excuse to attack Iran. There was a dozen ideas proffered, this is quoting Cy Hirsch, about how to trigger a war, Hirsch explains. The one that interested me the most was, why don't we build, this is a quote, in our own shipyard, this is Cheney speaking, build 4 or 5 boats that look like Iranian PT boats, put Navy SEALs on them with a lot of arms, and next time one of our boats goes to the Strait of Hormuz, start a shoot-up. That's Dick Cheney, quote. This is the guy that 5 years ago reported that U.S. Special Forces were inside Iran staging terror attacks. The White House declassified that and said it was a good thing last year. Hirsch would have us believe the scenario did not play out because you can't have Americans killing Americans. An absurd explanation considering the fact that the attacks of September 11th were just that. Americans killing Americans. A calculated and cold-blooded act of mass murder carried out by elements of the U.S. government as the new Pearl Harbor. A cynical pretext to launch a war on terror, now grinding into its 7th year. Ominously, these ideas hark back to Operation Northwoods, the JCS plan to stage a false flag terror event. We're going to come back, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to get into this more later. I want to get into the anthrax case, which we have the real prime suspect. You're going to hear information here you're not going to hear anywhere else. This new suspect you're hearing about, who they murdered, total bull. You'll find out on the other side exactly what really happened. Stay with us.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car.
During the month of August,
visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mike Rivero had one of the very first alternative investigative news journal websites, whatreallyhappened.com, in the mid-1990s. He was instrumental, more than anybody else, including Christopher Ruddy, who also deserves a lot of the credit, for successfully exposing the fact that Vince Foster was murdered. He's broken a lot of other major investigations. And before he leaves us early in the next hour, I do want to get his analysis of this huge report, now picked up by Keith Uberman after we pushed for it Thursday and Friday, you, the listeners, did, about Dick Cheney wanting to have fake Iranian boats made in U.S. shipyards attack U.S. naval craft. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, and there's 11 other terrorist attacks that Dick Cheney is planning. And Cy Hirsch just did a media conference, just kind of, just jokingly talks about it and says, yeah, we wrote an article about how they were planning to stage something, but we didn't want to say what. That's a big issue right there. This isn't a joke or a game, ladies and gentlemen. There's over 200 declassified examples of criminal elements of our government. This is admitted where they did stage attacks. We're in a lot of danger here. It's bipartisan. Don't think when George Bush flies off into the sunset, all this ends. I'm not defending George Bush, but the guy runs nothing. And the evidence says he didn't even exactly know what was going on 9/11 from his activities. But I'll tell you who did. Dick Cheney, in control at the bunker, according to Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta, in control of the stand down. We'll talk about all that later with Mike Rivera, who's also an expert on 9/11. Now, in my film Matrix of Evil, we cover who the main suspect in the anthrax attacks are. He's a dual Mossad slash U.S. government bioweapons expert. The papers on the East Coast and news stations, TV, did report that he broke into Fort Detrick, Maryland after he'd been fired. He did break into the Level 4 bioweapons lab where the U.S.-grade weapons, super weaponized anthrax, was stored. But he was never the suspect. First, it was Hatfield, who's now won a huge multi-million-dollar lawsuit, totally innocent. Just like when the feds bombed in the Olympic Park, they tried to blame Richard Jewell. Now they've set up Eric Rudolph. It's the same thing here. Remember, and they told you it was non-weaponized. Turned out when samples came out, it was the most weaponized, ever designed, patented U.S. Just the process of miniaturizing it takes over $100 million of equipment and a giant factory. And is so deadly that it is in containment units and robotic arms are used to manufacture it. And these giant cylinders. Remember, the FBI lied to us about that. They lied and said that it was Mr. Hatfield. Now, they have found a classic patsy who, even after they claim he'd been visiting his shrink, his government shrink, and saying he wanted to go into the lab and shoot everybody, and he was involved in the vaccines, not in the weapon side. And that's in the Washington Post today. Even the Washington Post says, scientists question FBI probe on anthrax, because they're the experts. They say he didn't have access to it. He couldn't get in there. Well, why are you? Well, no doubt, folks, he didn't commit suicide. That's a 99% chance. So they murder somebody out of thousands of scientists. They find one who's mentally ill, one they can have his psychiatrist say, yeah, he didn't talk about anthrax attacks. We talked about shooting people. But they didn't do anything. In fact, they continue to let him work in and around non-weaponized anthrax for the last few years. So that's some of the basic facts here. But we do know who the main suspect is, and we've known this for 5 years. I made Matrix of Evil 5 years ago and briefly covered it. Mike Rivero has done the original research and put it all together. And this is amazing info. We're going to have him with us into the next hour. And then I want to get into Dick Cheney wanting to attack U.S. ships. This is public. Cy Hirsch, most respected investigative journalist living. And now Keith Olbermann has covered it. Thank God, because I knew people would say when we talked about it or played the video clip of Cy Hirsch saying this that they wouldn't believe it. We can now push this further out in the light and demand Hirsch be drug in and tell us the other 11 targets. I demand to know those other 11 targets. But again, we're getting to that later. I rarely have two such huge stories. I don't know which one to get to first, but they all deal with government-sponsored terror. We haven't even gotten into how the White House was on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic, September 10th, 4 weeks before it shows up. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is bombshell information. Let's go to Mike Rivero right now. Mike, I've set the table with some facts. Can you, in a chronological order, roll out what happened with the anthrax? People have forgotten. It's been almost 7 years. Go through all of that and then bring us up to speed with this new patsy and then who the main suspect is.
Okay, well, basically, shortly after 9/11, at the time when President Bush was trying to get the USA Patriot Act ramrodded through Congress, these letters started showing up. They were filled with this weaponized anthrax. The letters themselves and envelopes were deliberately written to place the blame for these attacks on Arab Muslims. Very crude writing, very poor spelling, references to Allah, death to Israel, and all the rest of it. So it was very obviously an attempt to point the finger of blame for the anthrax letters on some Arab Muslims.
And this is the same government, I've got to add this, because we can't forget this, that planted two fake passports on the scene of the towers in 9/11 and then later admitted they were fake but wouldn't say where they came from. The same government that planted the bags of the hijackers everywhere, only their bags didn't go through security. But go ahead.
Yeah, basically, it was a very obvious setup. And, you know, because of the fear of the anthrax letters, Congress passed the USA Patriot Act without even looking at it. And it was a big, big, scary deal. Now, fortunately, not that many people were killed. It was a relatively minor incident, but, of course, the media played it up. We were all in danger. People were afraid of opening their envelopes. And it was a very scary time. Now, as we all know, it became apparent very quickly that this anthrax, in fact, had come from within the United States. There were foreign labs who had requested samples of it, and they quickly identified the genetic structure as identical to a strain kept at Fort Detrick. So it became more and more obvious that this was beyond the capacity of Al-Qaeda to produce, and they started to look for somebody inside the U.S. government. Now, according to the Hartford Courant and other sources who are quoting from apparently now classified U.S. government documents, there was a scientist working at Fort Detrick by the name of Dr. Philip Zack, and he was caught on the security system going into the lab where the anthrax used in the letters was kept, and he did this after he did not have authorization to be there, because he'd been fired over a racially motivated attack against an Egyptian co-worker.
Now, let's be clear. We got somebody breaking, a bioweapons scientist, breaking into a level 4 lab, international incident right there alone. It's covered up.
And basically, a lot of people are convinced that it was this same Dr. Philip Zack who sent letters to the FBI attempting to frame the Egyptian scientist for the anthrax letters as well. And they investigated him briefly and let him go. Then all of a sudden, Zack, he's moved out to, I believe he's currently at Dugway Proving Grounds. He still has his security clearance. He still has his job. He's still working on these things that kill a lot of people. Meanwhile, apparently at the urging of Dr. Barbara Rosenberg, the FBI focuses on Dr. Stephen Hatfield, and they proceed to destroy his life bit by bit. They point him out to the media. They call him a person of interest, which is a null term with no legal validity, and the media hounds him, and they turn his life into a fishbowl. He can't get work. He is losing everything he's ever worked for. I'm glad he sued. I'm glad he won. I'm glad he got his settlement. Then the FBI, which, of course, is having to deal with this question of why can't you guys find out who did this, apparently they focused on some other scientists except for Dr. Zack, the man caught going into the lab where the anthrax was kept. And this Bruce Ivins was apparently being harassed and hounded much the same way that Stephen Hatfield was. It was not allowed into the press to forestall a potential lawsuit. But from his associates, it is clear that the FBI simply harassed this man to death.
Now, that's the patsy. Stay there. We're going to come back and analyze the patsy, analyze the real suspect here. Ladies and gentlemen, you're getting information the establishment does not want you to have. Okay? They launch those attacks to create more fear. They launch it against Democrats. They launch it against American media that had done hit pieces on the Bushes. And the White House was on Cipro. Multiple smoking guns in triplicate. We'll cover it all on the other side with Mike Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com. My website's PrisonPlanet.com.
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drink and Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drink and Mate tablet into water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. That Physio here is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drink and Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration. So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drink and Mate, nature's great-tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drink and Mate at holiday stores.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
I wanted to plug something before we go back to Mike Rivero. The affiliate that we bring you, this Sunday show and syndicate to a lot of great AM and FMs across the country, put out on satellite and the internet at InfoWars.com. News Radio 590 KLBJ. Their website's 590KLBJ.com. I just love it when our affiliates, like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years ago, would be ashamed of us. But a lot of our affiliates, especially this one, are proud of the show. And they've got big links all over their main page and links to our own little subpage on there. And they are now asking us every week for clips from the video we shoot in here and air on local TV in Austin. We shoot it on Sundays and air it Wednesday nights on the TV show. We're now putting little select clips every week up there on their site. And the video quality is just unbelievably good. I'm kind of afraid to plug it, though. It'll probably crash your servers. I don't know if they know how big this show is. I think they do. I think they have an idea. But that's up there. Okay, so, Mike, I want to go back here and then get into how they're setting up this Patsy, who they probably murdered or may have driven to suicide, but I think they murdered him. They like to murder their Patsies like Lee Harvey Oswald, McVeigh, and others. The big issue here that I want you to give us your expertise on, there's a bunch of big issues, is that the FBI out of the gate said this is not weaponized, this was probably made to basement in a bucket, that's a quote, and then we went on air day one and said, folks, I've looked it up, I've looked at Jane's Weapons Quarterly and what the bioweapons experts say. Regular anthrax doesn't even kill most people it comes in contact with. This stuff's killing people in a day or two who just get a whiff of it, and it's obviously weaponized. And I was called a conspiracy theorist by the national media, and then within months it did come out that it was super weaponized, was the U.S., and they had to, okay, go try to find a patsy. But the FBI knew that day one. And so we have them covering up, and then we have them ignoring somebody breaking in with foreign intelligence ties into a level 4 bioweapons lab. And for those that don't know, inside Fort Detrick, these are underground in their own pressurized sub-facilities. There are three layers of barbed wire, 15-foot fences around it, minefields, men in machine gun nest. Oh, but he just breaks in, steals it, but then, you know, that's okay. He's not a suspect. I mean, Mike Rivero, this is insane.
Some new information that is breaking that removes any doubt about this being a murder and a smear job. First of all, the timeline about Dr. Bruce Ivins, apparently on July 9th, a social worker by the name of Jean C. Dully filed court papers in which all of these claims about how dangerous he was is, and if you go and look carefully, every quote in every news report about how he's homicidal, he was talking about killing people, he's crazy going back to his college days, it's all from this one court document. There is no corroborating evidence about it at all. Now, the interesting thing is, Smoking Gun has put up Gene Dooley's original handwritten note about all of this, and in it, it says quite clearly that the FBI was in communication with her before she filed these court documents. Now, the interesting thing is, on the basis of her court filing, Bruce Ivins was committed to the Frederick Memorial Mental Hospital. The hospital turned around and scheduled him for release, which means they didn't think he was a problem.
Let me stop you. Now, they're saying for years it was known that he was a nut. Why was he given access to bioweapon labs?
That's exactly the point. The
they do background on this. I mean, they go back and find out about your great-grandma.
I went up for a security clearance myself, and they gave me heck because my father was born in Shanghai, China, and I wasn't dealing with any weapon systems or anything. I was dealing with satellite data. And this Gene Dooley, the only person who's saying that he was showing all these symptoms all throughout his life is this Gene Dooley. Now, they're trying to claim that she is a therapist. She isn't. She is a social worker, and her only certification is that she is a substance abuse counselor, which takes just an associate's degree. She's not a doctor. She is not
a psychotherapist. But the way the media framed it is that his psychiatrist said this, and then you read deeper, it's clearly a bunch of bull.
Yeah, there is no psychiatrist involved. This woman is not a psychiatrist. She is a substance abuse counselor.
And then magically he kills himself. Case closed, and I guess if they would have killed Stephen Hatfield, he wouldn't have won a $15.6 million lawsuit by proving that they were liars.
But I'm still getting to the punchline here, okay? The L.A. Times is reporting that Bruce Ivins was still in the Frederick Mental Hospital when he died. Now, folks, walk around a mental hospital and pick up handfuls of Tylenol number 3 to take.
Oh, my God, he died in government custody. And I read a bunch of news articles and didn't even find that. The fact that they're burying that, that's even bigger.
Yeah, he was still in the mental hospital when he died. And, you know, this stuff is locked up. He's supposed to be on homicide, suicide watch. He's in a mental hospital, and, oh, my goodness, he overdoses on Tylenol 3s. I mean, come on, people.
Well, let's recap it all. We have these anthrax attacks against Democratic targets and media targets that are against the neocons. Now let's get into the big smoking gun, because we can bring in all the old evidence, Mike. Tell them who was on Cipro. And by the way, I have Ari Fleischer on tape. We're making a new film, You're In, Fabled Enemies, covering it all. We have the press conference where the White House, not just an AP article, admits that the White House went on Cipro the day before 9/11, weeks and weeks and weeks before the anthrax letters are mailed.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. The White House staff, the president, all of his key people, they were all put on a program of Cipro, which is the medicine that you take to prevent being infected by airborne inhaled anthrax. And they were on this medication to build it up in their body for weeks before the anthrax letters were mailed. Why? How did they know? It's like the people who say we had to get out of Building 7 because we were told it was going to come down. Okay, who told you? Well, we weren't told after all. That was just conspiracy theory stuff. And it's the same thing. Our top governmental people were being given the very medication for anthrax 4 weeks before the anthrax letters came out.
And And then the debunkers say, but wait a minute, if they were launching the attack, they would know the letters weren't coming to them. It was going to go through the D.C. special post office for the White House and the Capitol, and it killed some workers there and made others sick. So that's why they knew in their threat assessment. Turns out the CIA in 99 did, what, a $3 million study of how to mail weaponize anthrax through the mail, and who else was behind that study? This is just incredible. And now Mike, give us your take on that.
Well, yeah, we see a continuing pattern of the government literally practicing and rehearsing these events that happen. We know that in the months before the Oklahoma City bombing, the BATF had a special unit out in New Mexico
blowing
making
up rider
truck bombs and blowing them up, and they did about a dozen of them, and the guy who was in charge of that program just kind of happened sort of to be in Oklahoma City, one block away from the Murrah Building when it went up.
And Terrence Yakey, who became cop of the year, big linebacker, big black guy, who carried a bunch of people out on his back, they were there telling a doctor, suture me up, take care of me, do all this stuff for me. And they said, why are you in full bomb gear 1 minute after this went off? And they were told to shut up. And then Terrence Yakey called his partner and said, I got feds pulling me over. And then they took him and tortured him to death. Cop of the year. That's what you get for seeing the BATF on scene.
Well, I mean, there were all kinds of things like that. You probably know the newscaster Connie Chung. She's actually a friend of mine from way back in Los Angeles. She was out there at Oklahoma City. She asked one question, why the fire trucks were parked in the blocks around the Oklahoma City bombing just before it went off, and she was immediately fired, thrown right off the air, just gone.
That's right. And for those that don't know, Mike Rivera is kind of like Batman. He has one life he leads, and the other is this. Mike's a big Hollywood guy. We're not going to get into all the stuff he does.
I look terrible in black tights. I look terrible in black tights. You don't want to see me. Trust me on this one. You know, when the criminals see me in my costume, they laugh. They don't run away scared.
No, I understand, like, but you're doing a great. No, Mike's done Lost and a bunch of other big TV shows. But Mike, getting back to, any other points you want to say on this? I mean, we have so many smoking guns, it's just mind-numbing.
Well, I think the point I want to make here is that we used to see in the old Soviet Union, when they wanted to destroy somebody and get rid of them, they would claim they were insane, they'd gin up a case against them, throw them in the mental home, and that was the last anybody would see of them. Very obviously, we're looking at that here. This Dooley, this Jean C. Dooley, looking at her actual CV, you know, she's a minor flunky. She's not even allowed to treat people without a doctor being in attendance, or a real psychiatrist or psychologist being in attendance. She cannot do that kind of work.
The FBI is well known for going out and getting minions to testify for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I got to tell you, I think this Jean C. Dooley is the social worker's equivalent of Gerald Posner.
All right, stay there, Mike. You can stay with us and finish up on the anthrax developments, and then get into this new Gulf of Tonkin, Dick Cheney wanting to stage terror attacks on our own ships. Fantastic. We'll be right back with Mike Rivero after this quick break and news. Everybody, stay with us. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, and WhatReallyHappened.com. Stay with us.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great.
I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Some Central Texas homeowners stage a protest outside the office.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
In Austin. Details coming up on In Austin.
I'm Jody Jordan. Former Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle, whose office was a target of the anthrax attacks in 2001, says the suicide of the government's main suspect doesn't mean the case is over. He says he wants the FBI to go public with details from its probe. Therapist Gene Dooley says Bruce Ivins described a plan to kill coworkers.
The respondent was in a group, one of our group sessions, and he was extremely agitated, out of control.
The therapist, working with the late microbiologist, says she was scared to death of him. According to court testimony, she says Bruce Ivins had tried to poison people as far back as 2000. He committed suicide before being charged. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Psoriasis. The itching, flaking, and irritation is painful, but the emotional suffering can be even more devastating.
My body was so sore. My mind was so worn out. I could not sleep at night.
I felt self-conscious. Nobody knows what that flaking is.
And people say, ew, it just made me feel like you're dirty.
I don't want people knowing I have this. It's embarrassing.
Of course I felt self-conscious. Not very attractive to look at.
The solution is new and improved Skin Zinc Advanced, the number one OTC treatment for psoriasis.
Skin Zinc turned out to be the perfect answer.
Skin Zinc has changed my life. The third day I saw that my psoriasis was disappearing.
In 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away.
My elbows are completely cleared up. You have to try it. Skin Zinc will make your psoriasis go away.
I think we're a Skin Zinc family for life.
Call right now for your 30 Skin Zinc with Hydronize. 1-800-626-5198. That's 1-800-626-5198. Eliminate psoriasis symptoms fast. Call 1-800-626-5198. Call now. Get relief. 1-800-626-5198.
Baghdad is recovering from its first major bombing since last Monday, when suicide bombers killed more than 30 people and wounded hundreds in a Shiite religious possession. Officials say 12 people were killed and dozens wounded today after a truck bomb exploded on a busy commercial street. A South African official says power-sharing talks between Zimbabwe's rival political parties are back on track. Negotiations between the government and the opposition broke off Monday after President Robert Mugabe's insistence that he lead any unity government. And pilgrims are gathered at a mountaintop temple in northern India for a festival to celebrate a Hindu goddess. But they're mourning the loss of 68 people, all women and children, who were killed in a stampede that sent worshippers plummeting to their deaths over a broken railing. For more news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
Did you know the average household owes over $25,000 in credit card debt? And 65% of those households can only afford the minimum monthly payment. Are you in a debt trap you can't get out of?
I can't keep this up. I need relief.
Debt Relief USA has helped thousands of people just like you. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt, call the debt specialist at Debt Relief USA. 800-425-5601.
Debt Relief USA saved me half of what I owe on my credit card.
800-425-5601. That's 800-425-5601 for Debt Relief USA.
Actress Christina Applegate reportedly is undergoing treatment for breast cancer. Here's Keith St. Clair.
Christina Applegate's publicist says the actress has been diagnosed with an early form of breast cancer. they detected it early through an MRI, and the cancer is not life-threatening.
The 36-year-old has earned Emmy and Golden Globe nominations for her starring role in ABC's comedy, Samantha Who. Israel is sending Palestinians back to Gaza after they fled fighting there. Now, the Palestinian Minister for Political Detainees Affairs says the Palestinian president must stand up to Hamas.
I think that the President Mahmoud Abbas must decide in this situation to act against what Hamas did in Gaza Strip.
And in Arizona, a 34-year-old woman has been shot to death. The suspect, her 12-year-old son. The boy is facing a murder charge after shooting his mother after an argument. Carol Capus is a spokeswoman with the Cochise County Sheriff's Department.
The parents left the home for a short amount of time, and when they arrived back to the house, the 12-year-old was outside with a small caliber handgun. He fired multiple rounds at the mother, striking her several times.
And Al-Qaeda is confirming the death of senior commander, top explosive and poison expert Abu Habab Masri. I'm Jody Jordan, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Time to take the revolution to the next level.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Yes, and I see the loaded phone lines there. We're going to be getting to your calls coming up in the next segment. We have another guest popping in. Mike Rivero, I want to get into Dick Cheney, New Yorker magazine reporter Cy Hirsch, getting into the fact that they wanted to stage terror attacks against our ships and blame it on Iran. Before we do that, what should be done about this anthrax case? We have someone breaking in with ties to a foreign intelligence agency into the Level 4 weapons lab that had this very anthrax. We have the FBI covering that up. They already tried to frame Stephen Hatfield. That's been proven and admitted, and they've lost in court. They're embarrassed. They grab a patsy, throw him in a mental institution. He pops up dead. The media is not even really reporting on that. It's in the bottom of a story in the LA Times. You got the White House on the drug that fights the anthrax 4 weeks before it shows up. They admit that arrogantly. The White House's enemies get mailed the anthrax. Where do you see this going? I guess case closed. They murdered the patsy.
They absolutely did. And, of course, I'm not expecting the government or even the corporate media to ever do anything about it. But we just put the word out there. We show the proof. We make our case that, and especially after the Hatfield fiasco, you know, the FBI's credibility is zilch to begin with, and this is just going to crater it. And we have really become the former Soviet Union, because this was a common tactic by the Soviets. If somebody had something that was embarrassing to the government, throw him in a mental hospital. Say he's crazy so nobody will talk to him anymore, and just get rid of him that way. And that's exactly what they did to this Ivans. The government is desperate to close off this investigation. It's a tremendous embarrassment. It is leading towards the real culprits because of public pressure. And what the public can do right now is just say, I don't care what the government says anymore. I'm going to keep investigating. I'm going to keep digging. I'm going to keep bringing up these facts, because if the government wants to marginalize itself by continuing to lie, go ahead and let them, because we're not listening anymore.
Speak of the devil.
Government.
Go ahead.
Now, I said the government has rendered itself irrelevant to the mainstream of American life now.
And speaking of the devil, speaking of continuing to investigate, there's over 200 declassified examples, and we list many of them in Terror Storm, other films. The CIA's own website admits they staged terror attacks, Operation Ajax and others. And the public is learning about that. Now, Cy Hirsch comes out, writes an article 2 months ago saying, yeah, Cheney is looking for pretexts of staged events. All these other bigwigs go before Congress and say that. Even Zbigniew Brzezinski comes out and warns, because they all know in Washington, and I guess some of them don't want World War III right now, or World War IV, depending on how you look at it. And then Cy Hirsch, a YouTube video services of him at a journalism conference 2 weeks ago, saying, well, we didn't put in the article that my White House source, again, he's impeccable, folks, but it's disgusting now that I think this mars his record. He says there's 11 other staged terror attacks they want, but the one he would talk about was, you know, listeners, this is huge. I keep talking about it because it's so big. But the response is even more incredible. The Dick Cheney wanted to manufacture fake Iranian blue PT boats, have Navy SEALs pull up, and, quote, have a shootout with the naval vessels, the larger vessels, the missile cruisers and destroyers and aircraft carriers that don't know that it's not Iranians, then kill the Navy SEALs. It said kill them. Now this is incredible, and this is just calmly reported like they're talking about the price of cheese or something in Sheffield.
Well, I mean, you know, if you go back and you look at The Art of War by Sun Tzu, he says right in there, all war is based on deception. If you go back and you study the history of any war, the country that starts it has to start it with a lie or a deception in order to get that war going, whether it's blaming a coal bunker explosion on USS Maine on the Spanish, or claiming that there were torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, or goading the Japanese into attacking Pearl Harbor and then acting like it's a surprise attack. All wars start with the initiating government deceiving their own people to get them into that war. Hitler did it at Gleiwitz. Bush did it at New York.
Here's an example nobody ever hears about. It's in my film, The Masters of Terror. And we just spend 3 minutes on it. As a child living in Texas, I remember being very little and going to the Pacific War Museum, now the George H.W., it's the main national museum in Fredericksburg, Texas. It's where Admiral Nimitz is from. They owned a hotel that looked like a ship. And, of course, he was the head of the Navy in the Pacific during World War II. So it's there. And I remember going and reading and going and seeing the midget sub that said attacked Pearl Harbor on the morning of December 7th. But it was hidden in plain view, and then years later, CNN comes out and with the headline, U.S. actually attacked Japan. I'm not defending that all governments are bad, folks. The point is, it was a setup. Four midget subs attacked. They got their times off and attacked an hour early, and then it came out the Navy was ordered to stand down. So there were submarines attacking, coming in, being sunk out at the opening to Pearl Harbor, a submarine crashing on the reef, another crashing into the side of another island, four subs trying to attack, midget subs, and then there was still a stand down. Absolute open and shut fact right there, Mike.
Well, you know, the midget submarine that the USS Ward sunk was discovered by oceanographers off the mouth of Pearl Harbor just a couple of years ago, and it was a vindication for the crew of the Ward who'd basically spent their entire lives being told they just hallucinated the thing. And,
but there were other subs. There was another that crashed that they've had for 50-something years in Fredericksburg.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it came up on shore right over on Kaneohe Bayside.
That's where you live, yeah.
Well, that's where I used to live. I'm over on Pearl Harbor side now. But, yeah, and absolutely. And walking around, you know, Oahu, you get to see the artifacts of a lot of the things. I've been out to Hiya State Park. You can still see the foundations of the antenna system from the shortwave listening station that was there during World War II that intercepted Yamamoto's order to the fleet to sail to Hawaiian waters a week before the attack. And, you know, it's all still there if you know where to look for it.
Mike, in closing with this Dick Cheney story, to me, it isn't even that it's come out there planning to blow up our own ships and use Navy SEALs to do it. The story is the media, other than Keith Olbermann, and even Keith Olbermann just kind of spent a minute and a half on it. I mean, to me, that's a huge cover-up. What do we do to get this out?
Well, again, we just have to stand up every time, and it's like they used to say in network, I'm mad as heck and I'm not going to take it anymore. We just have to tell the government and the media, we don't believe you anymore. We don't believe you when you say it's Arab Muslims doing this. We don't believe you when you say it's terrorism. We don't believe you when you say the nation is under threat from the Iranians. We don't believe you. You are lying. And there's another word I'd throw in there, but they'd shut down this here radio station.
Well, look, the U.S. has more than 10,000 working nukes. Our government's owned by foreign banks now. Iran, if they got one nuke, is not a threat. Israel has 400. Pakistan, we gave nukes to, is running around threatening India. The globalists are in the business of destabilizing. America is only under threat by the people running our government. And I demand that all the neocons out there listening, the country's almost gone already. They've killed our dollar and so much more. It's time for you to stop living in denial about the fact that George Bush is a good guy. We're not saying Barack Obama's good either. It's only going to get worse. The point is, they own both parties. It's time to wake up and defend the republic. We're real patriots, folks. Patriotism isn't buying into evil. Mike Rivero, you got 45 seconds.
Well, all I can say is you need to get angry out there. I know a lot of people I talk to and I say, do you know what's going on? They say, yes, I do, but I'm afraid to do anything. Well, get angry because anger kills fear, and it is time to get angry. It is time to hate what makes you afraid.
And you better realize, folks, being afraid and cowering is going to make these people win. Okay, you understand? You better be afraid of not standing up. Why can't they understand that, Mike?
Because the TV and the media have been telling them, you know, you really can't do anything. You're just part of the massive crowd, and your government loves you, and God wants you to sit there quietly and just let it happen.
You're right, Mike. We're finishing Fabled Enemies in 3 days. If tonight you can take a 1-2-minute deal, because you're in the film yourself, and overnight it to us, talking about the new development in anthrax, we'll cut it in. We only have 48 hours. Can you do that?
Yeah, I can do that.
All right, thank you, Mike. He's in the new film, Fabled Enemies, coming out September 1st. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
WhatReallyHappened.com. We'll be right back with your phone calls. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Ted Anders from Midas, August 1st, 2008. Gold, 904, 30 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $930, $55, $458, $35 for half, $229, $18 for quarter. That's $930, $55, $458, $35, and $229, $18. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Operations of dollar sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal
personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and Mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hey, everybody, if you're anything like me, I'll bet you like to eat. I like egg scrambles for breakfast, fresh homemade bread, delicious pastas like lasagna. I love beef stroganoff. I love chicken noodle soup. I love desserts, all kinds of entrees and soups and desserts and breakfasts. I love that stuff. Now, food prices are skyrocketing just like gasoline prices. I mean, the gasoline prices have gone insanely high, probably going to go higher. Grocery prices are right on their heels. How are people going to be able to afford to eat? Well, I found a way to buy really incredible foods like I just described at half the price of last year's grocery bill. For less than half of what you spent for the same amount of food last year, I can have it delivered to your door. Let me tell you how. Go to eFoodsDirect.com right now. eFoodsDirect.com or call the toll-free number 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Cut those food costs now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, I'm going to jam in a bunch of your phone calls. Always a great grab bag here right now. We're going to have a brief guest on for about 10 minutes and then phone calls for the rest of the transmission, some other important news as well. As we just ho-ho-hum mainstream news, we push it out into MSNBC that Dick Cheney was planning to blow up our own ships and blame it on Iran. Oh, I guess that's pro-America. That's good. We're bad because we don't want to kill our own people. You know us. We're those crazy people that keep warning you that this is what's really going on. And, oh, the anthrax attacks of the government. But that's okay. The government loves us. Those founding fathers were wrong, telling us don't trust them. Steve in Chicago, you're on the air. Then Mike and others. Go ahead, Steve.
I hate to switch subjects, but I'm going to do it. This is in reference to Obama's visit to Berlin. The truth didn't come
out. Recalled for a new world order, that one?
Yes, sir. The situation was that there was a protest ban, and anybody who protested was summarily arrested.
Yeah, that's freedom. It's the same way at the DNC and the RNC.
Right.
Banning protests is what America's all about.
And the situation is that the police would come in. They had to hide their signs, their banners under their clothes, or they couldn't bring them
because
in.
Because Lord Obama said no signs allowed. That's freedom.
Yeah,
see, everything George Bush has done is everything Bill Clinton did, and it's going to continue under Barack Obama.
Right, but you're not mentioning the clacks that were hired. They have pictures of German actors and actresses dressed up as U.S. Army personnel enthusiastically supporting Mr. Obama. Now, the situation is, where'd they get the
uniform? By the way, the BBC reported 5 years ago, the Queen of England claims she goes to Africa, but really she gets on sound sets with fake Africans and then says, oh, look, I'm in Africa on her tour to Africa. Now, I mean, that's how dumb they think you are. But sorry. Now, what's your proof that the troops were fake?
The troops were fake? Go to the Spiegel online. There's a photo series there. There's also
Der Spiegel saying it was fake?
Yes, sir. That's in English. That's for you.
No,
for
I know.
You.
That's their biggest magazine. I know.
Yeah, right. But they originally lifted the photos from their Tagesspiegel. That's the Berlin newspaper. But it's the exact same paper, pictures from the paper. And this situation here, the protesters...
No, he's going to save you.
No, they were protesting.
Barack Obama called for a world government. That's good. Doesn't exist, but, you know, new world order.
These protesters, they were protesting against the use of uranium shells in Afghanistan.
How dare them? They're terrorists. Arrest them all. How dare them think they've got free speech? I'm glad they've banned protests, period, at the RNC and are restricting them to free speech zones. Nobody can see at the DNC. That's where I'm going to cover it live here. That's America. Our veterans fought and died so there wouldn't be free speech. It's good. How dare you say it's not? Unbelievable. Arrest that man immediately. Mike in Denver.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Pretty good. What do you think of the last hour and a half? Power-packed info.
Wow, just craziness going on. You know, my brother and I, I just want to let you know, we do everything we can here out in Colorado to spread the word and get out DVDs. My brother's got his own Truth Channel going on.
Well done.
Hey, I had a question for you. It's just a hypothetical. You know, let's say the dollar crashes and everything goes to a handbasket in America.
Well, it's already crashed because that's the policy.
Yeah.
Already down by over 60% overseas. It's going down by 15% a year here, compounded. But it's freedom. You know, it's good.
Yeah, that
doesn't exist. Everything's fine. That's, you know, no one knows why gas prices went up and are still up.
That's for sure.
Yeah, we know why, but hey, so what? We know, you know, basically all the basics, but why listen to us? You know, we're always right.
But anyways, say they do a Clayton Marshall law here in America.
No, no, it'll be emergency for your safety.
Yeah, emergency for your safety.
Did they declare emergency for your safety?
Do you think they already have it all planned out where they're just going to shut everything down, roadblocks? Will I be able to get somewhere, you think?
No, it's going to be slow motion, just like they first confiscate guns in New Orleans, now in Illinois. They're using the National Guard to confiscate guns and put it on NBC News. It's just, it's good. Oh, we take your kids for no reason. Oh, we put cameras up. Oh, we're tripling in the cops. Oh, we're running domestic checkpoints everywhere under with federal grants. Oh, we're taking your blood at checkpoints. Oh, it's freedom. Oh.
So all of a sudden it'll be like, oh, why can't I get here without what ID?
Well, they're already scanning your plates, tracking everywhere you go, using your cell phone to track everywhere you go. Google admits they dial into any computer they want, watch you with the video cameras built in the audio, and brag about it.
Oh, I see it happening everywhere, and now that you bring it up, I see
it's
it everywhere.
It's all freedom, Alex. Sir. That's freedom.
Yep.
I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. I'm being a little sarcastic, and I apologize right now. Carla in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead, Carla. Hello, madam.
Hi, this is me.
Hello, Carla.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to speak to you about Nancy Pelosi and this stuff she pulled Friday in the House.
Okay.
I tell you what, the representatives were furious.
Oh, she's saving us. What is she doing?
Well, she shut down the whole House. They were trying to vote on the oil situation.
Well, we're not allowed to drill for our own oil. I mean, listen. Bush could have opened that oil up back when he had the control of the House and Senate. The oil companies don't want it opened up. They want select areas for them, or there'll be too much oil and they won't make big profits. It's called two words, artificial scarcity. There's more than double discovered oil in Alaska that is in Saudi Arabia. We're not getting it. And if someone like Congressman Begich tries to get it opened up, his plane's going to blow up. Okay? Going to be interviewing his son, about to beat Ted Stevens for Senate tomorrow. Anyways, it's all a big scam. But the first thing Bush did when he got into office was give thousands of square miles of our coastline to Mexico and allows them to drill. Pemex can drill. Because, see, the Mexicans have got to pay 50, 60, 70 cents a gallon. Only schmuck Americans are supposed to pay $4 a gallon. It's all a staged event. Let's jam in one more. Ryan in Austin, you're on the air. Wrong caller. Sorry. Call back. Ryan in Austin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I got a question for you. So if there's a provocation of war with Iran, does the United States government have the power to put the elections on hold and just keep Bush in office?
Yeah, but why should they do that? Because they can fool the public into believing in the government again by giving you a Barack Obama or a John McCain. They're puppets. They run nothing. They're nobodies. They're there to make you think that you're electing somebody. It's all a big curtain. The elections, the DNC, the RNC is all a big distraction, flypaper that the American people get stuck in and never looking behind the curtain. It's all a big diversion.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you so much. Oh, let's jam one more in. Stephen, you're on the air worldwide from New York.
I'd like to inform you about a special PSYOP that they call an anti-terror drill in New York.
Oh, yeah, where they run checkpoints to stop everybody? Mm-hmm.
No, it's something totally different. So last week I was walking down the street, and then I see one of these officers all rambled out, you know, the body armor.
Darth Vader outfit.
Gigantic gun. I don't know, the submachine automatic outside the Bloomberg building in New York. So I walk in the building, and I ask one of the guards, like, what's going on? What are these guys doing all rambled out with a gun? Like, doo-doo-doo. And then he was like, just... like it's some sort of just seagull that just pops out. He's like, oh, yeah, they just do it every week. Every week. And then after that, I just step outside, and then it's like, you know, like in sci-fi, they do that commercial thing where the crowds are walking around, and the guy just turns into an angel, and everybody's just like it's nothing. Yeah. I'm just looking around. These guys are just on the corner in front of buildings with gigantic guns, and they're like,
all of the, I hear you. All of the anti-terror drills are to train you for martial law and to see guys in black uniforms with machine guns and checkpoints. It's to train you how to be a slave. We'll be right back with our next guest. He got arrested for sticking a PrisonPlanet.com sticker inside an airplane.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus. Focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon 222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on Iowa.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Sticker. Robo, a Worcester native, has been charged with interfering with aircraft operation and disorderly conduct. He allegedly left a politically charged message on a sticker inside a Delta plane's bathroom. According to the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office, after Robo left the bathroom, a flight attendant went in. She found an adhesive address label that read 9/11 was an inside job, prisonplanet.com. After he was seen running off the flight before takeoff, he was found by state police and upon being taken into custody, made statements indicating that the stickers were a joke.
The only truth to any of this is the half-truth that I said, this is a joke. Them arresting me is why I referred to as a joke.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. And again, I want to tell my listeners, and I'm not personally mad at Jason Robo. You know, he's been one of the heads of his college in student government. He doesn't have a record. He writes a lot of great blogs and news stories. Since we learned of him, we checked into him. We found out about this Friday morning. But basically, he ran off the plane from what I've seen in the news after they started freaking out about it and questioning him. And still, in this heightened system where they have all these drills and alerts to scare the public into submission, and he's there trying to expose they're the ones that staged the attacks at Boston Logan Airport, by the way. That's where some of the operatives that thought they were taking part in drills got on the planes that were then taken over by remote control, all the evidence shows. And we cover that in my film, Martial Law, 911 Rise of the Police State. But he's now been charged with this, and so we go to Jason Robo. Jason, I'm really sorry you're getting in a lot of trouble here. They are going overboard, but at the same time, they can at least try to claim that it's vandalism. The exaggeration here is that they're trying to slap all these other charges on you, but the last thing I want is for my listeners to get in trouble. And I hope that you get out of this thing. But this is a world where if an old lady won't take a drink out of her, or a mother won't take a drink out of her own breast milk to prove it's breast milk, they beat her up. I mean, they kill people at the TSA all the time, beat them to death in the back hall. So I'm just worried about you, my friend. You're lucky you got out of there in one piece. But directly from the horse's mouth, we have Jason Robo. Jason, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me on, Alex.
Okay, what really happened versus what we're hearing in the media?
Well, just to go with the main things that they're distorting and lying about is I never ran off of the plane. Everybody was ordered off the plane. Also, I never said the stickers were a joke. I take the truth movement incredibly seriously.
Oh, stop. My goodness, we just got a hold of you today. That is huge news that they ordered people off the plane, but they claimed you ran off and scared everybody. That is a huge issue when you go to court. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, and then they're putting words in my mouth saying that I said the stickers were a joke. And they also, say that I had nervous behavior and such, and I was perfectly calm. I was just reading a book. I chatted a little bit with my neighbors about, they read something about in Time Magazine, Michael Savage's opinion on autism, started talking about the thimerosal and the vaccines, the mercury, which they're familiar with. And then I know we were told the flight was delayed for non-threatening stickers. The captain read aloud what the sticker said, and it was 9/11 was an inside job, prisonplanet.com. And the captain assured passengers it was just political. Nobody fretted. There was a couple near me that got a kick out of it being read out loud. You know, it was good advertising, I suppose. Some passengers started pulling out cameras to actually record what the captain was saying. And they let us know that bag sweep would be conducted shortly and that we were still cleared to take off. And anybody uncomfortable could get on another flight, but nobody cared. I didn't see anybody get up and exit the flight. People just, started conversing with each other, just trying to kill time. And I guess apparently after they conducted the sweep, or during it, they found a couple more of these stickers. So they got on the PA and said that they'd do a second sweep. And our delay would now add up to about an hour and 15 minutes plus. So some passengers concerned, like myself, about missing connections, started to wonder what was going on with their own travel plans. And then the captain said, we could make up for lost time, but didn't elaborate on exactly how much. So the only concern it seemed was regarding connections. No danger. People didn't seem scared at all. And assurances started to escalate concern by the captain, but still people were relaxed. I called the stewardess, who became immediately concerned with my T-shirt. My T-shirt was a double-faced shirt. I think Bush and Hitler were on it. And the shirt said, Orwellian doublespeak, a play off of Orwell, Orwellian. And then she just disappeared, wouldn't even let me ask a question. So I pushed the button again to ask about the ETA, just before the captain began to ask the passengers to get off for a full sweep of the craft. So then everybody exited in orderly fashion. So as I get out, you know, I'm in the, you know, two-thirds of the way in the back of the plane, so a ton of people got out before me. It was impossible that I could have ran off the plane, and like I said, they completely fabricated my behavior. They said there was 30 people at the gate, and I logically went to another one, not one of the sheeple, I think for myself. I went and I asked somebody how I could arrange another flight, got a morning flight arranged for the next day, comped the hotel room, and told to pick up the papers at the ticket counter. I was told to pick up my bag at claim 4 after I got my my papers for the hotel room, and then the belt started moving, the conveyor, as it suddenly abruptly stopped, and all the lights around kind of started to turn off. And then I was surrounded by more than a dozen TSA and state police as I was just sitting, minding my own business on an empty baggage cart. And without giving any cause, they grabbed me, daring me to resist arrest. And the police brutality that you cover, like the 16-year-old who magically fell 30 feet and was tased with a broken neck 19 times, you know, I thought about that, and, you know, I cooperated to avoid being beaten or tased to death in front of all these strangers waiting to get their bags. So being dragged away, I said that the actions that they were taking, arresting me without any due process, was a joke. So in the cruiser, as they, you know, were taking me to an unknown location, the cop wouldn't explain anything. He repeatedly yelled to shut up.
Well, the reason, let me stop you. Let's go back and then finish the second part of the story.
Yeah.
The reason they want to say it is a joke, they want to claim you did a prank to do that to the plane so they have something to charge you with. If not, if there's no damage from the sticker, they really have nothing here. And so they're going to try to make you plea bargain, you know, by the time this is all done. But this is another example of like when they shot I-35 down over a small cardboard box that blew out of a car north of Austin. This is the land of the cowards, home of the slaves. I mean, this is now that I hear your story, we got to get an article out on InfoWars and Prison Planet tomorrow morning, as soon as my writers can do this. This is a story of a media hoax, them taking a PrisonPlanet.com sticker. Now, was it handmade like they said? Or
yes,
was
it was a handwritten sticker.
Okay, a handwritten, and what exactly did it say?
It said 9/11 was an inside job, PrisonPlanet.com.
Okay, because we actually put out a sticker that says that as well. And let's go back. Now they've had their hysteria. Now they've put it on national news. They get to have some fear. Scores of newspapers attacking. They get to scare everybody. These 9/11 truthers are evil. They've exaggerated it all, absconded with the truth, engaged in a lie. You're in the car. He's screaming, shut up.
Yeah, he's yelling at me to shut up just because I'm asking questions about what the heck's going on. And I was trying to be polite despite the situation, addressing him as sir, even though he was treating me incredibly rudely and with absolute disrespect.
Well, don't worry.
And
they're going to get his pension fund. His bosses are going to get him.
Yeah, and so I responded, you know, to him because he was basically threatening me with the demeanor that he treated me. And, I couldn't help but say, you know, what are you going to do, pull me over and tase me? And so they get me to this barracks, and they throw me in this holding cage, and they start searching my carry-on bag, saying that I deserve this without explaining what this was. I was refused access to a lawyer despite numerous times I requested that or a phone call. They didn't read me my rights. One cop yelled saying that I said, I have to get off this plane right now, and I ran off the plane by myself.
So they are the liars. That's what they do. I mean, it's congenital lying. Just like it just came out in New York, bike riders, the cop runs 15 feet, tackles a guy, busts his head open, charges him with attacking the cop. Now the cop's fired. It's come out he lied. The lying has got to stop.
Yeah, the critical mass, and that actually happened up in Humboldt County in Northern California, where I go to school. There was a student I knew that was slammed, picked up off of her bike and slammed on the ground, a young woman, actually.
Was she then charged with attacking them?
Yes, of course.
That's how they op. Okay.
Yep. And
well, that's
so
why
anyway,
we got to get it all on video so we can fire each and every one of these criminals. Now, let's go back here and find out exactly. So you're in there. They're saying you ran off the plane by yourself, trying to create more false crimes, which they've now charged you with. Please continue.
Yeah, and then they start telling me that I said the stickers were a joke. Well, I never did so, twisting my words. And then they started frisking me, and they joked, actually, that TSA was pointless. They said, oh, like, we trust those guys, and which just confirms that the whole, you know, security screening is just a psychological thing. We're not
Stay taking there. I want to finish with your arraigning and indictment, all of it, with our guest, Jason Robo. Now we learn the truth. By the way, there's another facet to all of this. Boston Globe sends Alex Jones to the memory hole. Wait till you tell you about their deceptive coverage. Stay with us.
Have Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune, as long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bylo, and Rite Aid.
Are you tired of searching for Great Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we've got some questions for Jason Robo. The PrisonPlanet.com bumper sticker thought criminal. From Forest in California, we'll get to Lisa and others. 877-590-5525. Got a few open lines here right at the end of the show. 877-590-5525. Or 836-0590. We're listening to our flagship that we come to you from. This is Radio 590 KLBJ. Jason, so now you're in there being interrogated. They're setting you up. They're lying, claiming you've done all these things. And again, folks, in my new film, I have New York cops saying they're going to say that bombs are on 9/11 truthers to charge us for terrorism. I mean, that's criminal. I'm not saying all police are like that, but when cops start trying to frame people on video, it shows the criminality has gotten so widespread that they just think it's normal. So that's what we were talking about, all this footage coming out of police beating people up for no reason and then charging them with assault. I mean, it's not enough. You beat us up, then you charge us, but the tapes are coming out. But so they start setting you up, lying, saying you did things you didn't do that I bought into, believing the mainstream media. Finish up, Jason.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, they were joking that TSA was a joke, that we're not safe. It's just to get us to pay, you know, theme park prices for these businesses beyond security. And anyways, after asking for a lawyer repeatedly, I lost count on how many times they remember that pesky habeas corpus thing, and they read me my rights. I was booked without charges being explained, and then a detective came in, apparently part of a private firm, and he shook the stickers in my face, telling me to look in his eyes while he's, like, you know, waving things in my face, asking if they were mine. I told him I wouldn't speak to him since my words were already being manipulated, saying, you know, they said I said the stickers were a joke. And so I asked for a lawyer again. And so the detective got even more rude than anyone I dealt with, wouldn't answer any of my questions since I wouldn't answer any of his, acting like a kid, and despite the fact that he wasn't being charged with anything. So he said that I wasn't actually booked properly, so then he rebooked me, started out reading charges, listing them off, flipping through his little booklet like it was a game, laughing to himself as he picked out other charges.
Yeah, it's fun ruining people's lives. But don't worry, it's going to happen to them, not by our hands, the system they love. When you're dying at 45 of those vaccines you took full of cancer viruses, you won't be laughing anymore.
Yeah, and then so I was told that I couldn't speak to a lawyer. I was first told I couldn't speak to a lawyer until after they booked me, and now they're telling me I couldn't speak to a lawyer until I had a bail hearing that night. I think it's important.
Well, by the way, I want to stop you. A big mainstream news article, a newscast admitting that the vaccines are killing the troops. I mean, killing them. They bleed out like Ebola. I'm going to be talking about that Monday. We're not joking when we say that. Go ahead.
And so I was told I couldn't have a lawyer until they scheduled a bail hearing. I finished the bail hearing now. And it's important to note that actually I was on video audio surveillance this whole time. So I should be able to acquire, this evidence as proof of the way they handled me. So my check-in bag, they started searching that, as the detective told the cop under him to put me into a holding cell. They finally let me make a phone call, so I could let my girlfriend know what was going on, and then they dragged me to a cell. While I was being dragged to the cell, a cop joked that I could have called a lawyer, and then, you know, I'm being taunted by this phone that's right outside my cell he places me in, and told that he'll let me call eventually and give me a number. They literally took the shirt off my back, Alex, as evidence, and then, you know, they conduct that degrading cavity search and dehumanize you to make you feel like an animal.
Oh, so they did the pervert thing they like.
Yeah, sick stuff. And so hours later, I'm sitting in the cell, pacing and getting stir crazy without talking to a lawyer. I had my bail hearing finally. The only reasonable person I dealt with, he gave me $40 bail. I had 118 bucks to my name. I don't use banks. I don't know anybody really in Boston.
So how did it all end? We're almost out of time. I want to take some calls.
They let me go on my own recognizance. They told me they didn't take anything else except for my T-shirt.
Now, what are all the arch crimes you're charged with?
They charged me with disorderly conduct on public conveyance and interference with a flight crew. But let me just get one thing in.
Interfere with the flight crew, and boy, that's the big charge.
Yeah, they blew it out of proportion. They interfered with themselves, which is a very interesting paradox. But when I got back to the hotel, you know, I couldn't go through all my belongings. They told me only took my shirt. I found out they took my phone book. And so the next day when I went to my bail hearing, my arraignment, I went to that, and I got back to the airport area, and when I went to the trooper's office or the barracks, and I asked, you know, I can't find my phone book. And they said, oh, yeah, we kept that. And the FBI picked it up while I was there. So that means everybody that I know has all been, you know, put in some kind of a database, of course, and I'm really outraged with that, especially.
Don't worry. The government they love is destroying the dollar. The country's about to completely implode. Everything they love, everything they've worshipped, they think they can just dish evil out on us. Evil's going to be dished back by their lovers, and that's their loving government. Let's go ahead and talk to Forrest in California. You're on the air with the thought criminal Jason Robo.
Howdy, Alex.
Hello.
And Jason, are you from Boston?
I was born in Worcester.
Oh, cool, yeah. I'm originally from East Boston and the South, but, yeah, man, I moved out to California, because things were getting rough out there in Boston, man, you know, with the tyranny and socialism.
Well, on your taxes, they come in and count your socks, your watches. They for the income taxes, they tax you on what you own each year. And I made fun of Massachusetts, but now in Austin, if you own a business in Texas, they come as a new taxing authority and look at all your goods and charge you for them each year.
Man, yeah. So
no judge, no warrant, just total cesspit, third world.
Right. So I believe all of us in the truth movement, if we just stick to the story that we believe in the beauty of nationalism, that it transcends like all races, because of the beauty of America, it's not about any race. It's about like all these beautiful people who. So all it's about with these stickers and wearing two shirts. I mean, I believe that our First Amendment rights should be protected.
Well, not that, I'm going to be clear here. I think you ought to get a ticket or something. I think you weren't thinking and sticking a sticker in there. It'd been okay for you to leave some stickers, you know, in the area where the magazines go or something like that. They probably would have made something up with that too. But we just I don't want our listeners getting in trouble. So I would say, Jason, that, you know, this can be an example for others. I mean, I get calls from New Zealand and Canada going, how dare you put DVDs on everybody's car, 9/11 is an inside job. How dare you spray paint government buildings, Infowars.com. You know, it's my listeners doing it, and I've said, I don't want you guys getting in trouble, so be careful. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you in the future. You're welcome to call in sometime during the show tomorrow. In fact, we'll try to call you and set you up to pop back in with new developments tomorrow on the weekday show from 11 to 3. And we'll be praying for you, Jason Robo, as this develops. You want to give out a website or something where some of your articles you write are?
Yeah, I'm on MySpace. You can just look my name up, Jason Robo, R-O-B-O. And I got an email I set up for anybody who wishes to support me. I saw some people wanted to maybe help me with defense or knows if there's any pro bono lawyers or anybody wants to help me try and get someone to fight this and the injustice that occurred. And the email that I have is innocent until proven guilty, one word, at live.com.
Innocent until proven guilty at live.com. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
And again, I don't like seeing my people getting caught in the jaws of this. Don't do stupid things that let them throw the book at you. Okay, don't worry. They're going to get hurt bad enough by their own system. Their own masters are going to hurt them real bad. And I feel sorry for them, okay? Don't worry. You're going to get your new world order, boys. And you're going to wish to God you'd have woken up earlier. Again, today we documented the government launched the anthrax attacks. And it's now come out mainstream news, thanks to my listeners, that Dick Cheney planned to attack naval vessels with Navy SEALs and blame it on Iran. That's who you're working for. This government's bankrupt. Let's go ahead and talk to Lisa in Austin. Lisa, you're on the air. Last caller we have time for.
Hi, Alex. I drive a cab in Austin, Texas, and this week I was parked at 6th and San Jack waiting on a fare. This is, I mean, sorry, 6th and Congress, there in front of the Starbucks waiting for a fare. And a cop car goes down the street heading down Congress, stops in front of, at 6th and Congress, in front of the Metro bus stop there, and he's got his window down. There's two officers in the car, and they've got their window down, which I thought was a little unusual, but not terribly.
Got one minute. Tell us what happened.
They slow down real slow, like they're stopping at a red light, and the cop sticks his arm out the window, and I see a flash, and I'm thinking, was that a camera? So I'm looking, seeing if I can see anything, and sure enough, it happens again. There's a cop taking pictures of the people at the bus stop.
Yeah, that's an intelligence unit.
It just continues on like nothing's happening.
To put us all in files. It's all about secret policing. They're all being federalized. Thank you for the call. Meanwhile, the border's wide open. Rocket attacks, truck bombs going off in Dallas. Mexican troops hired by the CIA in a drug war killing their competition. Oh, God help us. And see, you've all lived in denial. It's just going to get worse and worse until we turn around and admit this country's going to hell in a handbasket. Boston Globe sends Alex Jones the memory hole. I noticed the Boston Globe and other New England papers mentioned the bumper sticker and said it was the website syndicated radio columnist Alex Jones. And then I noticed yesterday that they'd taken my name and the website out of a bunch of news stories. Well, we were able to get a Google cache of the article and show that they're going in the memory hole out of 1984 and cutting us out of it. So another example, hey, cat's out of the bag. You're not going to stop us, establishment media. That's why the newspaper circulation is down by more than 60%. Why TV viewership's plunging and why alternative media is exploding. You can even try to shut the web down with internet too, but it's too late for you. You are failing. You can even kill people like me individually, but you can't kill ideas because they're bulletproof. God bless you all. Have a great week. Now get out there and take on tyranny and stand up for the red, white, and blue and liberty worldwide. God bless you all.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
IRN USA Radio News.